3 minutes after midnight Pacific time, 0703 Universal Coordinated Time. I'm King David McKenzie. This is Refried Vinyl on KillRadio.org in Los Angeles, California. They are doing construction on the intersection of Beverly Boulevard and Vermont, right outside the window here. That's what you hear in the background. I'm positive you're able to hear that. So, but this is the 420 plus one special program for today, and starting as always, as we should be starting, with the roller derby report for the last few weeks and the upcoming next couple before we do this show again, first weekend of May. Starting with the bouts for the 7th of April 2013 in California, Nevada, Arizona, and Hawaii. Unfortunately, nothing in Nevada or Hawaii that I was able to locate, but Angel City, at Angel City, over in Culver City. This was be for the 7th of April, Sunday the 7th of April. A couple of private bouts, doubleheader, Houston 333 over Brew City 156. Went back to America's Dairyland with a loss on. Oh, come on, guys. You know, anyway. And Angel City beating Tampa 309 to 130. Fast forward to Friday, the 12th of April, 2013. At Dust Devil 2013 in Tucson. It kicked off with the match between Sac City, which got 264, beating Silicon Valley with 155. Now, on the 13th of April, action at Dust Devil 2013 in Tucson saw this. Santa Cruz 219 over AZRD 82. Duke City 151, beating Sin City 140. Sacred City rather handily defeating the host squad from Tucson, 255 to 116. Madison defeating Sac City, 211 to 187. Silicon Valley beats AZRD, 190 to 127. Sin City defeating Sac City, 192 to 185. Sacred City over Santa Cruz, 183 to 97. Also on the 13th, which was last week Saturday, in San Diego, it was San Diego 171, the Arizona Derby Dames 101. And in Orange County, the Rolling Knockouts defeated the Crash Test Bunnies 210 to 95. No, 59, I'm sorry. 210 to 59. Ooh. That's a bit lopsided. In any event, finishing up on Sunday, the 14th of April, action at Dust Devil 2013 in Tucson. It was Tucson 244 over Silicon Valley 94. Madison defeated Duke City 269 to 202. It was Sac City taking care of Silicon Valley 235 to 120. Sin City defeating Tucson 186 to 135. Santa Cruz took third place, defeating Duke City 223 to 72. And the championship for Dust Devil 2013 went to Sacred City with the win over Madison 173 to 87. Orange County at their track on Sunday, the 14th of April, there was another match. The Derby Dames, Arizona Derby Dames, defeating Orange County 195 to 133. Now, earlier today, up in Ventura County, at the Battle for the Coast Invitational, a lot of matches going on involving California. teams. DerbyNewsNetwork.com lists it all in this manner. It was San Diego 85, the Knockouts 27. Mission City 84 over the V-Town Dames 63. San Diego 63 winning over Mission City 42. The Bay Area Richmond Wrecking Bells defeating the Knockouts 149 to 47. The Bay Area Richmond Wrecking Bells then defeating the V-Town Dames 162 to 23. Mission City defeating the Knockouts 77 to 62. The Wrecking Bells again winning over Mission City 104 to 27. San Diego defeated the V-Town Dames 71 to 60. The Wrecking Bells winning again 108 to 39 over San Diego that time. The Knockouts defeating the V-Town Dames 73-69. Ventura County defeated SoCal 99 to 37. The Angel City Rocket Queens beating Orange County 62 to 61, a 1-point bout there. The LA Derby Dolls beating SoCal 75 to 22. The Rocket Queens defeating Ventura County 80 to 67. The LA Derby Dolls defeating Orange County 95 to 53. The Rocket Queens of Angel City defeating SoCal 75 to 44. The LA Derby Dolls defeating the Angel City Rocket Queens 73 to 22. Wow. Ventura County defeating Orange County 94 to 67. Ventura County beating the LA Derby Dolls by 3 points in that instance, 45 to 42. And SoCal defeating Orange County 81 to 46. That was all today, according to DerbyNewsNetwork.com. And also up at Humboldt County, it was Humboldt defeating Junction City 200 to 76. And that was not part of the battle for the Coast Invitational. Now, tomorrow, or actually later on today, since it's after midnight, 21st of April 2013, Sunday, at the Ventura County Fairgrounds, it's at 10 West Harbor Boulevard in Ventura, California, the battle for the Coast Invitational wraps up like this, with five different matches, five different bouts. The LA Derby Dolls will be taking on San Diego. The Bay Area Richmond Wrecking Bells will be taking Ventura County. There will be a men's match between the Drive-By City and the Phoenix Rattleskates. There will be a match between the losers of those first two matches, and then the it for third place, and then the championship match with the winners of those first two matches. That's all happening at Ventura County Fairgrounds, 10 West Harbor Boulevard in Ventura, at the Battle for the Coast Invitational later on today. If you have a chance to venture up to Ventura County, that's where it is, you know. Next week, the 27th of April, 2013, that's a Saturday, at the AZRD home track at the Castle Sports Club. Very familiar with that place, but I spent 13 months living in the Phoenix area, and I finally remember the Castle Sports Club. It's at 11420 North 19th Avenue in Peoria, Arizona. Peoria being a suburb directly adjacent to the north of Phoenix proper. Anyway, Arizona State Conference play between High Altitude and the AZRD Bruisers, and the Tucson Copper Queens will be opening against the AZRD Surly Girlies. That's a doubleheader, Arizona State Conference play at the Castle Sports Club, 11420 North 19th Avenue in Peoria, Arizona, Phoenix area. Arizona Roller Derby is the host organization on that. Up in San Francisco at the Bay Area track, we have the Berkeley Resistance going up against the Oakland Outlaws. A couple of fairly good Bay Area Derby girls teams there. In V-Town at Roller Town, 520 South Linwood in Visalia, California, it'll be a doubleheader, the V-Town Derby Darlings against the Rocketeer Rollers and the V-Town Derby Dames taking on the San Diego Roller Derby next Saturday. And up in Anderson, California, Shasta Derby, Shasta District Fairgrounds at 1890 Briggs Street in Anderson. It'll be the Shasta Assassins taking on the Tahoe Derby Dames. So if you're up by Anderson, out by Shasta, there's a match going on next Saturday. Also, down here, the South Coast Roller Derby season opener at the Laguna Hills Community and Sports Complex, 25555-25555, Alicia Parkway in Laguna Hills. The debut of the Killer Danas going up against the Coast Highway Katrinas. Killer Danas in their debut bout against the Coast Highway Katrinas at the Laguna Hills Community and Sports Complex next Saturday. And as well, Sonoma County at the at the Santa Rosa Veterans Memorial, 1351 Maple Avenue in Santa Rosa. Their sixth birthday bouts. We have the SCRD North Bay Bruisers taking on the Central Valley Derby Girls to start off the sixth season, or at least for the sixth anniversary of the Sonoma County Derby. SCRD North Bay Bruisers against the Central Valley Derby Girls. That's going on up in Santa Rosa next Saturday. Now, for the 4th of May 2013, that is a Saturday, in Red Bluff, California, at the Tehama District Fair, Tyler Jelly Building, 650 Antelope Boulevard in Red Bluff. It'll be the Red Bluff Derby Girls going up against the North Coast Roller Derby. And over in Arizona, again in the Phoenix area, Desert Dolls Roller Derby, again at the Castle Sports Club, 11420 North 19th Avenue in Peoria. It's a charity bout to close out the Desert Dolls Roller Derby third season, and the teams are going to be a mix of skaters from the four house teams that Desert Dolls maintains. In this case, it'll be the Ninjas going up against the Pirates. Desert Dolls Roller Derby on the 4th of May, 2013. That'll be, of course, 2 weeks from yesterday, at the Castle Sports Club, 11420 North 19th Avenue, Peoria, Arizona. And the 5th of May, 2013, 2 weeks from today, at Santa Cruz. Santa Cruz has a... I've noticed Santa Cruz has a lot of Sunday bouts. And there's another one at the Kaiser Permanente Arena, 140 Front Street in Santa Cruz. A doubleheader. Santa Cruz's Seabright Sirens going up against the West Coast Derby Knockouts, and the Grom's Saltwater Sassies going up against the Humboldt Redwood Saplings. That'll be at Santa Cruz on Sunday, the 5th of May, 2013. You want to check out the scores for all over the world. They have a lot of them from Europe, from Australia and New Zealand, from Asia on occasion, and of course all across North America and Latin America. It will be DerbyNewsNetwork.com. You will also be able to go to DerbyRoster.com in order to find your area roller derby teams, the ones that are nearest to you. They have links to all the different sites and Facebook pages and whatnot for each of the teams and leagues. And DerbyDatesOnline.com also has a lot of information as to upcoming bouts going on in the United States of America. So check that out. And I'll be probably repeating this a bit later on in the show tonight. This is the 420 plus 1 special edition of Refried Vinyl, because of course we just got through with April the 20th, 420, and I tried, this is going to be the show that I tried to do before I became ill 2 weeks ago. You know, it's going to be the same music, and hopefully I'm going to be able to do the show much, much better. Vastly more better than I did at that point. And of course, if we're talking about 420 plus one, this will give you a good idea as to the kind of material that we will be playing this morning. Dig this. This is Jim Stafford.
Name of this song is The Wildwood Flower. Now, The Wildwood Flower is an old country classic. It's gained a whole new popularity. The song isn't any more popular, but the flower's doing real good. Wildwood flower grew wild on the farm, and we never knowed what it was called. Some said it's a flower, and some said it's a weed. I didn't give it much thought. One day I was out there talking to my brother, and I reached down for a weed to chew on. Things got fuzzy and things got blurry, and then everything was gone. Didn't know what happened, but I knew it beat the hell out of sniffing burlap. I come to, my brother was there, and he said, "What's wrong with your eyes?" I said, "I don't know. I was chewing on the weed." He said, "Well, let me give it a try." I spent the rest of that day and most of that night trying to find my brother Bill. Caught up with him about 6 o'clock the next morning, naked, singing on the windmill. He said he flew up there. I had to fly out and get him down. He's about half crazy. The very next day, we picked a bunch of them weeds and we put them in the sun to dry. Then we mashed them up and cleaned them off, put them in the corn cob pipe. Smoking them wildwood flowers got to be a habit. We never seen no harm. Oh, we thought it was kind of handy. Take a trip and never leave the farm. Big old puff that wildwood weed. Next thing you know, you're just wandering around behind the little animals. All good things got to come to an end. It's the same with the wildwood weeds. One day this fella from Washington come by and spied them and turned white as a sheet. And he dug and he burned and he burned and he dug and he killed all our cute little weeds. Then he drove away. We just smiled and waved, sitting there on that sack of seeds. We all come back now, you hear?
OK, Okay, yeah, you get the idea. You know, Jim Stafford, the Wildwood Weed. What can I say? In any event, it is now 12:24 Pacific on Refried Vinyl, killradio.org in Los Angeles, California. I'm King David McKenzie. And this is something that is very important to me. And one of the big reasons why I'm doing this. I have an online acquaintance by the name of Terry Joyce. A lot of you are already familiar with the woman. She was on Last Comic Standing. How long ago was that? Are we talking about 10 years ago? Can it be that long? Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. In any event, Terry Joyce narrated this piece. She's now up in the Portland, Oregon area. And she's continuing with the Hollywood Hemptress Hour, most of which you're able to see now on Facebook. Well, to a certain extent on Facebook, but also primarily on YouTube, I should say. And Atomic Comedy Network and documentary filmmaker Mike Learing, in association with the Patient Advocacy Network, created this video to tell the story of Vianna Hajiu. And they put it up on YouTube. Terry Joyce is the narrator. If you're inspired by this audio for this piece that I'm going to be playing for you, take your internet browser and point it towards Cannabis Saves Lives. That's let me try it again. CannabisSaveslives.org. Do what you can to contribute and share it with your friends. And you can also check out Terry at www.cafepress.com. That's CAFEPRESS.com. Hollywood Hemptress Hour - HOLLYWOODHEMPTRESSHOUR- Full address, www.cafepress.com/Hollywood Hemptress Hour- Now, more information on all of this, you can email Terry at HollywoodHemptress@gmail.com. HOLLYWOODHEMPTRESS@gmail.com. But check this out. Very important. This is the story of Vianna Hajiu, as narrated by my friend Terry Joyce.
In August of 2009, Vianna Hajiu lost her home, her health, and her livelihood for doing what many people in California are doing right now. She was the director of a medical marijuana dispensary. Her collective was raided by the LAPD in a SWAT-style manner. She and her employees were held by gunpoint. They were talked to in a derogatory, abusive manner, and they even threatened to shoot her animals. What they found and what they confiscated was $120 and 4 pounds of dried cannabis leaves. Let's listen to what happened to Vianna Hajiu right now in her own words.
With the guns drawn, there were a lot of cops. They called me names. He called me, he said, "Get the fuck out of here, bitch." I told him that I need to put my dogs away. I had two small dogs. And he said, I don't give a fuck. I'll shoot them. And in the dispensary was me, my security guard, our security guard, and a patient. The patient got very scared, and he started throwing up. They drug us out outside of the dispensary, and they handcuff us, and they search the place, and they find in the drawer $120 and less than a pound of medicine in the jars. He was a very, very bad talking to me, called me names, and told me he went to one of the volunteer house and put everybody on the floor, what I heard later on, and put the shotgun to their heads like they did to my daughter. And I told that if they did go to my apartment to get the key, so because I have my daughter, it's a bipolar schizophrenic, and she's a suicidal. And he didn't care. He said, I don't care. And
during the raid, Viana began to feel dizzy and faint, and she asked the LAPD for her blood pressure medication. They took the medication out of her purse and sat it in front of her, but never gave her a pill. Later on that evening, she was booked, and the police asked her to sign a release, what she thought was a release for her possessions. She was faint, she was dizzy, she wasn't feeling well. Later on, she found out that she signed a confession admitting her guilt of having 50 pounds of marijuana, and her bail was set at $50,000. Later that evening, Viana suffered a stroke.
Medication, because I have a very bad headache and my blood pressure was up, and they took the medication out of my purse, and they put it in front of me. I was handcuffed and sit on the couch. They put it on the front of me on the table and never give it to me. A couple of hours later, when they brought me to the station, I told the commander in charge there that I have a very bad headache and they didn't give me my medication. I have the medication. This one told them to book me and then bring me to the jail in Van Nuys because they don't have nurse on staff. And while they were booking me, they made me sign a few pieces of papers, which I didn't have my glasses, they didn't let me read. They told me that it's for my possessions. They took all my possessions from me, and I signed. To find out later in the court that they put a piece of paper which was said was a confession that I signed it, that I confessed to whatever they thought I did.
Most medical marijuana dispensaries are raided by the federal government. The reason why this happens is because the federal government does not recognize state law. Marijuana is a class one drug, therefore it's federally illegal. In Viana Haju's case, her dispensary was raided by the LAPD. Viana had all the correct documentation, she had paid her business license and her taxes, and yet she was still raided by her own state police. Why do we pay taxes for this injustice?
In my franchise, the tax board, it states Medical Marijuana Dispensary Collective. So if I didn't lie to you, and even today, you go to them and you have to pay extra, because if you ask you, are you selling medical marijuana? If we are illegal to sell medical marijuana, why you ask me to pay you money for that?
Right.
You should said no, you cannot open
you can
this.
Open this.
You cannot
you
open this. This is
but
not
no, right. They said no, you have.
LA City Councilman Jose Huizar campaigns that the reason why we need to shut down the medical marijuana dispensaries is because they're profiteers making over $100,000 a month. Like every medical marijuana dispensary owner is Pablo Escobar. This is not true. The real Pablo Escobar is something much more sinister. It's a corporation called Big Pharma. Vianna Haju is nothing like that.
What is your mansion? What is your car? What is your money? I said, what money? What are you talking about? And he said, oh, you know what I'm talking about. I said, no, I don't know what you're talking about. Because I don't have mansion. I don't have cars. I was driving a Honda Civic, and I was living in an apartment with my daughter. And I had a salary of $2,200 a month, and they paid me my medical insurance. That's what I got from running managing a legal dispensary. We were not making money. It was a non-profit organization. We did not make money off of this.
A lot of people wonder why Vianna won't just take a plea and get it over with. But Vianna has done nothing wrong, and she will not lie in a court of law.
Well, I should not take a plea, because if I take a plea, I would be a liar. I never lied in my life. And if I raise my hand in the court and I say that I will say the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and help me God, if I take the plea, I will be a liar.
Vianna has lost her health, her home, and her ability to be employed is non-existent.
The affair, I never got anything back from them. It cost me my health, my apartment, I got evicted. The lawyer cost me over $25,000. And right now, I really need your help. And I appreciate it if you guys can help me out to fight this system. This system is wrong. We need to fight this. Please help me to fight this system.
American citizen, I am concerned about the militarization of our police. Just recently, the ACLU is doing an investigation on our police force. They want to find out why SWAT teams are being deployed, how much money is being used, whether or not anybody's injured. The Homeland Security has just ordered 26 million rounds of ammo, which equates to 12.6 billion bullets, which means that they can shoot every American and immigrant with 5 bullets. Why is this happening when our Second Amendment rights are in question? Just recently in 2011, there was some sort of militarized police that nobody could identify that seemed to come out of Disneyland in Anaheim. And some people believe that Disneyland is the happiest place on earth. On the police car, there are the words protect and serve. But who are they protecting? And what do they serve? It's just like a euphemism, an advertisement, something that we've been conditioned with, like good to the last drop. Is it really good to the last drop? Well, quite frankly, it's just the last drop. It may be good or it may not be. Have it your way. I don't know about you, but every time I go to Burger King and ask for a side of ranch dressing, they say no. It takes a licking, but it keeps on ticking. Well, that one may be true because it takes a good lick to make me tick. But here's one for you. Nothing says oppression like a gun in their face. Now, maybe if we add some snappy music and some good visuals, people will begin to believe that one too.
Right now, I really need your help. And I appreciate it if you guys can help me out to fight this system. This system is wrong. We need to fight this. Please help me to fight this system.
You want some more information on Vianna Haju? You can email Terry Joyce, T-E-R-E Joyce, at HollywoodHemptress@gmail.com. That's HollywoodHemptress at gmail.com. Or check out www.CannabisSavesLives.org. That's CannabisSavesLives.org. And do what y'all can. This is Refried Vinyl, the 420 plus 1 special, 1239 in Los Angeles, California. I'm King David McKenzie on KillRadio.org, and this is the King Cole Trio.
Hit that jive, jack. Put it in your pocket till I get back. Going downtown to see a man, and I ain't got time. Shake your hand. Hit that jive, jack. Put it in your pocket till I get back. Time and time waits for no man, and I ain't got time. Shake your hand.
Standing on the corner, all full of jive. But you know that you my boy, and I'll always give you five.
Da-da-da-da. Hit that jive, jack. Put it in your pocket till I get back. Going downtown to see a man, and I ain't got time to shake your hand. Hit that jive, jack. Put it in your pocket till I get back. Going downtown to see a man, and I ain't got time to shake your hand. Hit that jive, jack. Put it in your pocket till I get back. Time and time waits for no man, and I ain't got time to shake your hand.
Standing on the corner, all full of jive. But you know that you my boy, and I'm forced to give you five.
Hit that jive, jack. Put it in your pocket till I get back. Going downtown to see a man, and I ain't got time to shake your hand. Hit that jive, jack, da-da-da, put it in your pocket.
Into the deep inner depths of the diamond mine, where we will witness the flight of the precious peanut butter fudge angel of love as she spreads her wings and flies high through the thundering silence of your vacuum kept secret, hiding out in the pulsating fringe of your bubbly fudge mind, deep in the sanctuary of the ruby lipped lizard who's tripped through that revolving door of today's changes, springs the weightless suspension of those tiny red question marks to pierce your brain and taunt you to observe the wondrous smoke of the fur-lined volcano near the cave of the great blue-winged bat following the flight of the deep, deep-breathing butterfly toward the soothing smell of the six-foot narcissus. Are we in the garden of man-eating dandelions or in the safety of the Tasmanian treehouse? Can it be? Will it be? Yes, it will, as you reach out for where it's at, only to find when you're where it's at, it isn't where it's at all. So cop out now with me for a borrowed moment and glimpse through the plate glass menagerie of life, the time thieves, the flight of mediocrity. Will we ever free ourselves of the demons of mediocrity? Wait now with me, knee deep in the splendor of the peach fuzz forest, in the gentle radiation of the one-eyed cufflink, who joins us on our ball-bearing express to the land of lavender and sky blue pink, where we pause on the latex trampoline of tomorrow's promise and grieve on yesterday's sweet sorrow. In the steam-heated living room of the warm teenage tangerine, we must now somersault in slow motion down, down the sliding board to a diamond mine eternity, crying, crying as God alive, and remembering so well that the hand that cradles the rock can certainly roll the world.
Up in smoke, that's where my money goes. In my lungs, and sometimes up my nose. When troubled times begin to bother me, I take a toke and all my cares go up in smoke.
Up in smoke, donde todo es libre. There are no signs que dicen no fume. So I roll un bummer y me doy un buen toque. Y después I choke y todo mis cares go up in smoke. Hay gente que se mortifica all the time. Se hacen viejos antes de su tiempo. But I say arrebata all the gustos you can find. All the time, get high, high.
Come on, let's go get high.
Up in smoke, that's where I wanna be. 'Cause when I'm high, the world below don't bother me. When life long and dangerous road, I take a toke and all my cares go up in smoke. I take a toke and all my cares go up in smoke.
Yeah, Chichichong. Up in Smoke, closing title theme from their classic movie from, was that 78 or 79? I want to say it was 79, but I think it was 78. Maybe they filmed it in 78, but anyway. And in between that and the King Cole Trio's Hit That Jive Jack was a piece from... The the credit on the record was to a group called Higher Elevation. Name of the piece was The Diamond Mine. That was Dave Diamond, who was a disc jockey for radio station in Los Angeles, KBLA, which was up on 1500 kilohertz at the time. And he was the psychedelic AM radio disc jockey in 1967. He was the guy who was playing all that stuff and really getting into that form of music on the AM dial. To a certain extent, B. Mitchell Reed was playing a lot of it on KFWB, but, always give props to Mitch Reed, but Dave Diamond was the guy who was really going whole hog into psychedelia in the early to mid part of 1967 up until KBLA decided to scrap the rock format in general and just go over to country music. I think their first record as switched over to a country format. I forget the date on which it happened. They went literally from Dave Diamond's Diamond Mine program to I've Got a Tiger by the Tail by Buck Owens and his Buckaroos. And a new call sign. It was no longer KBLA. It was KBBQ or K-Barbecue. And they were barbecued in the ratings for the rest of their time as that. In any event, King David McKenzie here. It's 12:50, 7:50 Universal Coordinated Time, 12:50 in the Pacific time zone on killradio.org in Los Angeles, California. This is Refried Vinyl, the 420 plus one special, and we have Eyes of Muggin Part 1. This is Mez Mesbro and his swing band.
Wait a minute here, y'all. Willie, what's this I hear about you muggin?
I'm getting ready to tell you about it now. Eyes of Muggin.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean Eyes of Muggin.
Yeah, yeah.
I said Eyes of Muggin.
Yeah, yeah.
Bum, 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 bum. Eyes of Muggin.
Da, da, da.
I mean I'm muggin',
da, da, da.
Course I'm muggin', bebop, 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 bebop.
Some more on the other side.
man. It's a psych out. See the pleasure lovers who live it like it is, where it's at. Make the scene with the rebels, the hippies who think that flower power rules over everything and everybody. Psych out. Dick Clark presents the hallucinatory world of the flower children as they parade up and down the streets of San Francisco's Haight-Ashbury district. Psych Out was filmed entirely on location in hippie heaven. See the mind blowers in action. Watch the psychedelic dropouts as they psych out, psych out, psych out. You'll listen to the sound of green with the seeds in the strawberry alarm clock. Taste a moment of madness when you experience a psych out with Susan Strasberg and Dean Stockwell in psychedelic color from American International. Psych out. Psych out.
Sitting on it every day. Can't make no money giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now like the millionaires do? Put your stuff on the market and make a million too. Betting woman, she bets on every hand. She's a trickin' mother for you every. Why she lying? Why don't you do now like the millionaire do? Put your stuff on the market and make a million too. Jail. On her back, though she got hot stuff for sale. Why don't you do now like the millionaires do? Put your stuff on the market and make a million too.
Harlem Ham Fats featuring Ham Fat Ham with the Weed Smoker's Dream. I'm King David McKenzie. This is KillRadio.org in Los Angeles, California. A couple of minutes before 1 a.m. Pacific time, a couple of minutes before 8 Universal Coordinated Time. And this is the Refried Vinyl 420 plus 1 special. A lot of reefer tunes tonight, including this one. This is another classic. Very early swing thing from Cab Calloway talking about the man from Harlem.
Mm-hmm. Mike's the other night. There was really quite a sight. Gather around, folks, while I give you all the lowdown. It's a mess, too. Tables were filled with gaudy frails chewing on their fingernails. They were waiting for the man from Harlem.
Ah!
Drinks were served, 6 bits a throw. Things were moving kind of slow. Everybody's nerves were getting jumpy. You know, people sort of frivolous like that. All at once the room was still. Men forgot all about the bill. Who should enter but the man from Harlem? Why, look at that cat. Come in here and be growling. Listen to him growling. Getting awful mess, ain't it? Oh, you muggins, that's who you muggins. Muggins, so help me. I'm going to tell you more about it, tell you more about it. Everybody rolled their eyes. Women started heaving sighs. Someone hollered, music, lights, and gin. Come on, let's get out here. Everybody cleared a space. They had big, broad smiles on every face. How they all loved to see the man from Harlem. Into step. He filled everyone with plenty pep. He'd twist and squirm, it just was a dirty shame. Everyone was in a daze. Women watched him with amaze. Each one said she'd have the man from Harlem. Can you blame him? Can you blame him? Oh, this man's a man. This man is mug. And it sure did look kind of low. Another cat walked up and said to the man in Harlem, go over there and see what's the matter with them girls there. He said, I'm kind of low. He said, I got just what you need. Come on, sister, light up one of these weeds and get high and forget about everything. Come on, Satchel. Oh,
civilization. A new world's only preoccupation will be
head.
How to abuse it.
Head. 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 Head.
Gimme, 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 gimme.
Gimme, gimme, give to me, give me.
Gimme that!
Give it to me, I want that. Donnie Mon, Donnie Mon.
Give that to me! Gimme, 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 gimme!
Yourselves and see the flesh fires flooding.
Worship the waterfall.
Plug into the sun, source your thrill, skin, skull, stroke.
Worship the waterfall.
Inside the electric drive.
Turn on,
lowbrow, middle class whiskey drinkers. Go into the breakfast room, a pretty little tin twat.
Worship the waterfall.
Fall upon your knees and pray to your parents.
Worship the waterfall.
Fall upon your knees and pray to your parents.
Worship the waterfall.
Pray for your mother in the strobe light of morning. Pray for your father surrounded by robots. Pray for the young man, butcher or brother, seeking his paradise and gold.
Turn on, turn me, turn
on. Alone in the dominion of circumstances, many heavenly powers steal and ugly, slay hordes of an evil stranger, taking drifting on slow motion submarine.
Ah, yes, from the Fugs. Tenderness Junction is the name of the album. Turn on, tune in, drop out. This is the 420 plus one special for Refried Vinyl on KillRadio.org. 107 Pacific Time, 807 Universal Coordinated Time. On this 21st morning of April 2013. I'm King David McKenzie. This is Refried Vinyl. And the stuff is here. The stuff is here. Georgia White sings that the stuff is here in Fast 10.
The party going up in phone. Hey, let's all get gay. The stuff is here. Everybody just pass your glass. Hold the jug, but not too fast. Hey, let's all get gay. The stuff is here. Mr. Piano Man, sit down upon that stool. If you need a helping hand, you'll be rewarded. Don't you feel like a doggone fool? Close the windows and lock the door. Take the rug up off the floor. Hey, let's all get gay, the stuff is here.
San Francisco police say that 9 persons have been arrested in a narcotics raid on the headquarters of the Grateful Dead, a widely popular singing group. 2 members of the group, Rod McKernan and Robert Weir, and their business manager, Danny Rifkin, have been booked on suspicion of possessing narcotics.
The Vipers moan. I want all y'all to get together and swing me out, because I feel the spirit ringing to me.
Orchestra, A Viper's Moan. I'm King David McKenzie. 1:14 Pacific, 8:14 UTC on killradio.org in Los Angeles, California. This is Refried Vinyl, the 420 plus one special. Hope you're digging all these old reefer tunes I'm dragging out. Yeah. And this is from Buck Washington. Save the Roach for Me.
Folks think that I'm crazy, say I'm foolish as can be. They're just jealous, cause I've been out in the backyard smoking tea. Say I can play the piano, and I'm pretty good on the stage. It ain't no lie, I'll tell you why I've been outside blowing gauge. Gin and Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola and gin. Stick it here with a mickey fin. A big fat stick of tea'll make me grin. You take the whiskey and you give me the gin. The folks say that I'm lonesome. Say I'm blue as I can be. Well, if you're smoking that jive when I pass by, gate, save the roads for me. Mm-hmm. that I'm lonesome. Say I'm blue as I can be. Well, if you're smoking that jive when I pass by, can't save the road. Ain't talking about camels, save the road. I ain't talking about luggage, save the road for me.
Why were the Beatles of such interest to the high priest of the terrible goddess of Kaili?
Help.
Why was Ringo pursued to the ends of the earth by a group of Eastern thugs?
Help! Help!
And why was Paul threatened by a B-E-E-T-L-E?
Help!
Oh, stop worrying.
Help!
Help is on the way. It's the Beatles' new motion picture with...
Help, 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 help.
Seven new Beatles songs.
Help.
Will John live to sleep in his pit once more? Will Paul ever get back to his electric organ? Will George be reunited with his ticker tape machine? And Ringo, will he ever play the drums again? To discover the answers to these startling questions, be sure to see the colorful adventures of the Beatles, more colorful than ever, in color, in...
Help! Help!
Help!
Help!
A United Artists release.
Hey, Cat. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. I just left of this studio. Here we are in Harlem. Everybody's here but the police, and they'll be here any minute. It's high time. So catch this song. Here it is.
Say, I dreamed about a reefer 5 feet long. A mighty mess, but not too strong. You'll be high, but not for long.
If you're a viper.
I'm the king of everything. I gotta be high before I swing. Let the bells ring, ding dong ding.
If you're a viper,
say you know you're high when your throat gets dry. Everything's dandy. Oh yes, you run down to the candy store. Bust your conch on peppermint candy. Then you know your little brown body scent. You don't give a darn if you don't pay rent. Cause the sky is high.
So am I, yes, yes.
Yes, I vibe a bit. Well, I'm gonna vibe a bit on 88 now. Oh, stop it, darling. I didn't know you cared. That's enough now. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Let me dream now. That's a killer. Yes, baby. You better next out on the sidelines there. My wife's in here tonight. She don't vibe either. You know, get away. Are you kidding? Oh, dear. Say you know you're high. Yes, I know I'm high. Cause everything is fine dandy. Yes, gone down to the candy store.
Get me Wrigley's or some peppermint candy.
I love it, I love it, I love it. Yes, baby, but my body's thin. I ain't worried about no rent. Get away from me, you hussy. Yeah. Hi, hi, so have I. I'm going to lay down and relax. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Oh, yeah. Love that man, Fats Waller. Give you a viper. I'm King David McKenzie. It's 1:20 on the 4:20 plus one special from Refried Vinyl on killradio.org in Los Angeles, California. This is the 21st of April. 2012. 2013. It's not 2012. I don't want to relive that presidential. No. Campaign again. Jeez, no. Good God, no. In any event, as you can probably hear in the background, whenever I open the microphone here, there is construction going on down on the street in front of the Kill Radio Studios at... Vermont and Beverly in Los Angeles. And so this is probably keeping me up just as well as anything else, just as well as, you know, whatever caffeine or donuts that I would have. But in any event, hope you're digging everything anyway. A guy who partook of cannabis every possible day of his life that he was able to was the immortal Louis Armstrong. And here's one of his sides with, I believe this is with the Hot 7. Name of the tune was his nickname for marijuana. Muggles. Here's Satchmo.